This podcast is a proud member of the That Moment In Podcast Network. Check out the network at thatmomentin.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this another edition of Terror Tuesdays here at the Cinema Recall Podcast over at thatmomentin.com. I'm your host, The Vern, and for the next several minutes, I will be looking at the 2015, I'm going to do my best to explain what this is, all right? The horror, musical, comedy, fantasy, The Lure. Now, this movie is about two cannibalistic mermaid sisters who make their way to Poland in the 1980s and join a pop band. When one of the sisters, who is now in human form, falls in love with one of the band members, she'll have to choose to either remain silent forever or keep her voice. So let's go ahead and listen to a small part of the trailer, and then I will be back with my thoughts, all right?
Dobry wieczór bardzo szanownemu państwu. Przed państwem córki dancingu. Dwóch syrenek.
Chciałam pokazać się z najlepszej strony.
Zmienić, coś zmienić.
Zwrócić uwagę, zwróciłam wszystko.
Szum, szum, szum samochodów i ulic. Zawrót głowy, zostajemy, nie ma mowy. Szum, szum, szum samochodów i ulic. Zawrót głowy, zostajemy, nie ma mowy.
The Lure. Where do I begin with this one, dear listeners? Because as I was writing this review, I find myself having a lot of trouble thinking of a good way to start this. Since I am pretty sure that most of you have never seen this feature before, I want to tell you about how I found out about this. Now, I was wandering around the Barnes & Noble, which is right across the office from where I work. Yes, I have a day job, if you can believe it. In the media department, there was a sale on Criterion DVDs and Blu-rays. They were at 50% off. I was wandered around, looking at all the titles, when an image of a mermaid looking out from a bathtub caught my eye. There was something horrifying yet beautiful, sexual yet innocent, that made me want to pick this up, and when I read what the plot was, I had to see this. Plus at 50% off, I really couldn't go wrong with a blind buy. So, without seeing a single trailer or reading a single review, I picked this up off the shelf, purchased it, and brought it home. Now, when a movie has been labeled as a multi-genre feature, you are going to need a director who can balance everything right. For her very first movie, director, and I'm going to do my best to say the name, but I'm going to mess it up, director Agnieszka Simosinska, she does a very good job with that task. The movie has a few sequences where it's heavy on the gore and violence when the two sisters feed on some unsuspecting travelers. It also has some very good musical moments when the sisters go on a shopping spree. I know there's going to be music since I read that the mermaids join a pop band, and I was expecting a lot of early synthwave style pop, and I got that. I just had no idea that they were going to have full-blown musical numbers in it. I went along with it, and enjoyed it quite a bit. I have a sneaky feeling many of you hearing this may not. Chris do go out to songwriters Barbara Wanska and Susanna Wanska, whose real life as children sort of mirrors the story in this one. As kids, they grew up in a nightclub very similar to the one in this tale. Our two ladies who portray the mermaid sirens, Silver, played by Marta Marzewicz, and Golden, played by Michelina Ozlanska, are very good. Silver is very much the innocent one of the two. Her storyline of giving up her voice so that she can be a real woman sort of mirrors that of The Little Mermaid, but in a much more twisted, Frankenstein sort of way. Golden, on the other hand, enjoys very much devouring the hearts of humans, as well as toying with the emotions of men who love her. For Silver, sex is something out of a fairy tale, and for Golden, it's out of sheer boredom. I like that they don't always agree with the choices the other makes, but they still love and support each other no matter what. After Silver gets her real bottom half, I feel the movie rushes a bit towards the ending. There was a fable that Golden tells Silver when she first meets the boy in the beginning. She tells her that if they have sex and he marries someone else, she will be turned into seafoam unless she eats them by daybreak on that Wednesday. Of course, right after they do have sex, it shows him with another woman, like right away. Also, there's a song sequence about how one of the members of the band wants to poison all the others, that didn't make a lot of sense to me, and it was sort of a dream sequence that didn't need to be in there. The Lure is something unlike that you've ever seen before. I'm telling you that right now. It's a coming-of-age drama, it's a fantasy fairy tale, it's a gruesome horror picture, it's a big, lavish musical feature, it has some great dance and punk rock tunes, and it's a love story too. It's a weird movie if you allow it to be so. I found it to be very engaging at some points, confusing at others. I laughed at many moments. I cried a bit at a few, kind of freaked out at some others. On paper, this movie should not work, and yet for some reason, it just does. I kind of would like to see an American remake, but since this can't be turned into a franchise with 6 or 7 sequels, that will never happen. Yeah, I'm gonna give The Lure a solid out of 5 stars. Let's go ahead and give it a solid... Yeah, we'll give it a solid 4. 4 out of 5 stars. I think this movie is good. I do give a high recommendation right there. Yeah, there's, like I said before, a little bad parts towards like the last half there, but I still think it's a good one. So yeah, that's going to wrap up this episode of the Cinema Recall Podcast. I want to thank you all for listening very much. As always, you can check out our other episodes by going to the site thatmomentin.com. We are on Podomatic, we are on Stitcher, we are on iTunes, Player FM. You can follow us on Twitter. We are at @cinema_recall. We are on Facebook. Just type in Cinema Recall. Not on Instagram because I don't really have a lot of pictures to show, so that's why we're not on there. But you can always email us. We are at cinemarecall@gmail.com. And I apologize if I am late in reading your emails, but I will promise to do that for the next episode. I think that the next episode we will have here is an interview with Henry Barry L., who is the writer and director of the feature Driver X. So look forward to that. That will be posted towards the end of this week. And we will have more episodes coming to you next week as well. But as always, thank you for listening. I am The Vern, signing off. Have a good night, everybody. Take care.
This podcast is a proud member of the LAMB Podcasting Network. Find the network at largeassmovieblogs.com.